Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The Iowa Association of Naturalists and the Iowa Conservation Education Coalition recently awarded Pella Christian High School and teacher Audra Faber for awards for excellence in environmental education. Faber joins us on today's program.
And Audra, we're here today to talk a little bit about some of the recognition your class and the school has earned in terms of some of the environmental projects that you've been doing. First of all, what does it mean for Pella Christian to be recognized in this way and to be able to reflect some of the things that are happening here in the classroom?
Well, it's just real honor and a delight. We've been at this campus since 2008, and it was pretty barren. And so it's been an ongoing project, really, just to keep working on the different areas in the campus, trying to include as many wild spaces as we can since we're kind of in the middle. And I like to get my environmental science and my biology 2 classes outdoors as much as possible. So it's been partly trying to build those ecosystems here.
And one of the projects I actually got to talk to some of your students about was just that, planting some trees around campus and really kind of hyper-focusing and trying to maximize where those trees go. Tell our listeners a little bit about that project and what it meant to get students involved in learning about that.
Well, every year I do something with trees, and so every year it changes just a little bit. But this year, David Coton forwarded an opportunity to us to see if we were interested in doing it, and my biology 2 students really embraced that this year. And so we spent a fair amount of time learning about trees and their adaptations and the different types of trees. And then the students really played a huge role in trying to figure out where to place those trees and what kind of trees. Some were picked for the purpose of being pollinator, have a lot of spring flowers. Some trees were strategically placed north of the building to try to get some energy savings. Some of the more colorful trees were placed by windows and where students come in on campus for aesthetics and for study habits. And then the coaches in certain sports wanted some more trees for shade and windbreak. So the biology 2 students really played a crucial role in figuring out what trees to put there, where we should place them, and mapping that out. And then they really planned the whole planting day. They were tasked with different tasks and really took ownership on that. And I trained them on the proper planting procedures, and then they really took the underclassmen and trained them. And so they went really smooth, and yeah, we're excited to see what greens up in the spring with this all this cold temperature. So we'll just have to see. We have some more work to do in the spring. We've got to get water barrels or some sort of way to water them all summer long for the first couple years, checking on the mulch and see how they survive the winter. So,
and why, in your mind, is it so important for students to engage in projects like this?
Well, I think, you know, in our society today, technology is so huge, and students spend less and less time outdoors, and so there's a little bit of a disconnect. And so one of the things that I've noticed in my 20 years here is there's just less common knowledge about the outdoor world and the world that God has made. And so for us to be recognized for these awards, just the people that these awards are named after really had an appreciation of God's world and really advocated enjoyment in it. And so I think the more we can get students out and looking up at what God's made rather than looking down at their phones is good, because there's something restorative about being outdoors that I think we're missing. And so that was the focus, and the students really embraced that last semester, and I hope to continue that as I go forward.
And are there any other projects in your classroom that you want to share, and just some of the work that students are doing to continue to engage in these areas?
Yeah, every year in the fall, we do an aquatic ecology field trip with the sophomores, and that's been going on for a number of years, where we go to a number of streams in Marion County and wetlands and assess the water quality, do some diversity indexes, and analyze all that data. We used to submit that data to an Iowa Water database. It was a volunteer base, but that is now discontinued. So now it's mostly just working with landowners and getting permission to assess their water on their land. And so with Iowa, water quality is a big issue. So that will be an ongoing project. In terms of going forward, I know Greg Beekhuizen and I are working together on trying to build a Chimney Swift device here on campus to see if we can get some of those birds nesting in the area. And so I think going forward between him and Ms. Ruthmeyer and I, just really trying to continue to increase the diversity in our prairie, hopefully bringing in more insects. And I'm currently taking a beekeeping class, and so hope to be able to offer that as a winterim option in the future years. And so who knows where some of this will go, but we try to do what's current, like with the Pella Tree Program and the fact that they had the rebate. As long as they continue to do that, we'd like to continue to offer a workshop for the public just to educate them about the differences for the trees offered, and not necessarily advise them, but just let them ask some questions and be informed. We're not professionals, or, you know, we don't have that kind of knowledge by the end of the unit, but we certainly can talk about some of the benefits of each tree. So we'll hope to do that again.
Once again, that was Pella Christian High School science teacher Audra Faber. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.